Good morning. My guests this morning are Ben Stowe and Ilana Nierenberger from Shakespeare in the Cannery. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So two shows you're doing, and we're going to concentrate on the first one, which is Macbeth, or should we say the Scottish play?
Well, we aren't in a theater, so.
That's a superstition, by the way, to people who haven't done theater and don't know that the suspicion is you don't say the name Macbeth in the theater. So we won't. Could you give us an idea of what the situation is, what it looks like to see this show?
When you walk into the cannery, it does feel like almost a crumbling building of times past.
Yes,
you know, this kind of the crumbling structure, which is pretty apt for Macbeth,
right.
the play. You know,
right.
it's very much like his mind,
right?
You know, crumbling
so
mind.
So, what we're talking about here, for those of you who have gone up or down Third Street, coming into or out of downtown, the crumbling brick walls that you see on the north side of Third Street is where this is.
Exactly.
Perfect. What a location. Anything else that you might cite as unusual to a production of Macbeth?
I wouldn't say unusual, but you know, Shakespeare outside has always been kind of a great tradition here in Sonoma County. Our space is very open, and you see the night sky. You know, as we get into the play, the sun goes down on the west side, and hopefully the moon comes up. I do believe we're going to have a. Ilana, is it a half moon or is it a what was it called?
It's a horned moon.
A horned moon.
It's close to a half moon when we open, but we were rehearsing last night and it was a full moon, and so the full moon was rising behind the set, and it was just absolutely amazing and very atmospheric, you know, an appropriate atmosphere for that play, I feel. One other very interesting element that we have in the production is we have taiko drummers. We have Santa Rosa Tycho is performing along with us to underscore the play.
Wow.
Which is very exciting.
Are they costumed?
I think they're just in simple clothing. They're on the side. They have their own little platform. But it's amazing watching them, the whole way that they move. It's almost like a dance in itself.
Yeah.
It really is.
Oh, I know. It's just amazing. There's something about Macbeth that sets it aside from other Shakespeare, really. And it seems like this is the time for Macbeth.
Mm.
Mm.
I think a lot of companies are choosing to do Macbeth now.
Well, it's interesting. We spoke about this in rehearsal early on. It's so much about the relationship between these two people. Of course, it's called Macbeth, but it is about the Macbeths and their relationship and how they get into this situation together. And they're really like a power couple. And I think that that's something that's very interesting and compelling to the kind of to the public at this time, what it means to be in a couple and to seek power together as opposed to individually.
Right, right. Macbeth plays between July 1st and July 23rd. And then the other show, The Plot Against Shakespeare, a new play about Shakespeare, that's August 12th through the 27th, right?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And a little later on, we'll have somebody else come in and concentrate on The Plot Against Shakespeare. But it sounds like a great pair of shows. Thanks very much to both of you for coming in. And let's remind people once again that you can get tickets for either Macbeth or The Plot Against Shakespeare or both by going online to shakespeareinthecannery2016.brownpapertickets.com. Again, July 1st to the 23rd for Macbeth, August 12th to the 27th for The Plot Against Shakespeare. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.